Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it's important personally for us to all try to stay with people that lift your frequency to a higher ground and to stay sane and healthy and to better ourselves. I'm going to try to do a yoga pose and a yoga move every day.
How are you, like, combating the boredom? Liz and Mike in the morning, today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz. That was Britney Spears. She posted on her Instagram that she's going to try to do yoga to keep her from going crazy while she's stuck at home.
One pose every day.
Yeah.
Good
she's very dedicated. Very, very dedicated.
I mean, she looks good, though, right now.
Oh, like, my gosh. I love Britney. I will always cheer Britney on. But tell us how you're fighting the boredom. 503-733-5105. It could be from doing healthy things like yoga and working out. Or it could be just sitting on the couch. Regardless, just by staying in, though, that is making you healthy.
Yeah, and if you want to share a healthy selfie with us, we're doing a healthy selfie contest right now on 1051thebuzz.com. All you got to do is share a selfie of yourself chilling at home, being healthy, working from home, doing whatever you're going to do. And you get entered in to win an iPad, courtesy of S-Curve Records, a roll of toilet paper, because we all need that.
No, that's the truth. That's
a dog
the truth.
Bone, whether you have a dog or not.
You'll find a friend.
And a can of food, and we can't promise it's going to be beefaroni or anything like that.
It might be off-label ravioli.
Or cream corn. Who knows what
something
it's going to be at this point.
Something delicious regardless, but it will be shelf-stable.
But we already have a bunch of submissions. A lot of people are posting pictures with their pets. A couple people in, like, what are those rejuvenation masks? There's this one dude who looks like Batman. He's got great hair, though. Shout out to him.
Man. Yeah, and if you're still, like, working because you're essential personnel, like if you're a police officer, a nurse, anything like that, just post your selfie when you get home showing you not going out.
Yeah, so all you got to do, go to 1051thebuzz.com, click the healthy selfie banner, and you can just upload your picture right there, and we're going to be picking a winner on March 29th, so you got 10 days.
Yeah, so get on that. It's Liz and Mike in the morning, today's Best Mix, 1051 The Buzz. Tell us how you're combating boredom, 503-733-5105.
Drinking mimosas while I watch the Today Show.
Bottomless mimosas sound wonderful. I want to go home and do that today.
Any mimosa at home is bottomless, right?
Yeah. As long as you got the ingredients, it never stops.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which reminds me, I need to ask my fiance to run to the store to get more.
What's your name?
Allison.
Allison, thank you for calling in. Have a great day. How are you combating your boredom? Liz and Mike in the morning. Today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz. Mimosa sounds like a good way to deal with being home.
Yeah, you just got to make sure you have all the ingredients and bottomless mimosas. And yeah, all day long.
We've been talking about this because we had a listener named Byron who sent us a picture. And it's his neighborhood here in Portland. And they are having a social distance safe block party.
Yeah, a boxed wine block party at that.
Yeah, so everybody's standing at the end of their driveway. They're all a distance apart from each other. That way they can still, you know, enjoy the company of others without being in a contagious area.
Pull up a lawn chair, bring it to the end of your driveway, break out that box of wine or bottomless mimosas, although you should probably wear pants if you're at the end of your driveway.
Oh, 100%. And people are getting super creative. They're putting up Christmas lights. There's a whole movement with that.
Yeah.
And Hallmark jumped on that. So now there's a Christmas movie marathon happening this weekend.
I'm glad I bought popcorn at the grocery store a few weeks back when I moved here, because now I can just popcorn and Christmas movie all weekend.
Yeah. So give us a call, 503-733-5105. Tell us how you're combating your boredom. Liz and Mike in the morning, today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz.
So I have a Cricut, which you can make like t-shirts and different kind of crafts with. So I'm doing that and just binge watching a lot of TV.
Can I tell you something? I've seen people that have these, and until you just said it, I thought it was called a cry cut.
Yeah, no, Cricut.
When you said I have a Cricut, I thought you were like feeding them to snakes or something,
no!
Like the actual animal stuck in your house and you were trying to find it.
It's that thing where you can make like t-shirts and bottles and like make, I don't know how to describe it. You can just put it on there.
You
like
cut
any image
vinyl with it. Yep.
Really? Really?
You can cut vinyl and paper and all kinds of stuff. Yep.
I need to get one of those.
I know.
Because I would save a lot of money on wrestling t-shirts and Golden Girls t-shirts.
Ah, you're the best. What's your name?
Nancy.
Nancy, thank you so much for listening and calling in.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
How are you combating the boredom? Liz and Mike in the Morning, today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz. A lot of people are getting very creative because I'm getting bored with Netflix.
Crabs are in right now.
Yes, and everybody's doing all sorts of fun stuff. I'm seeing people on Facebook starting to, like, do yard work and plant flowers. And I'm like, oh, hello. Hello, first day of spring.
I kind of wish I had a bigger yard that I could actually do stuff in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because back home I had a big yard.
Yeah, well, this is home now. Vancouver, we love it.
New home doesn't have a yard, though.
You can come hang out in mine. You can actually mow the lawn. I need
it
done anyways.
Gladly come over. I have a lawnmower. I'll just come over and I'll ride.
Liz and Mike in the Morning. Today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz. People are doing interesting things to combat it, though. We had a listener named Byron who sent in a picture of his neighborhood in Portland. They're doing these block parties, but they're all keeping a safe social distance. Everybody is standing in their individual driveway while drinking boxed wine.
A boxed wine block party sounds like an amazing time. This afternoon, I'm going to try this because it's supposed to be nice out again today. I'm just going to grab one of my lawn chairs, bring it to the end of my driveway, bring my box of wine with me, and see what happens.
My neighborhood, we actually have balconies on our houses. And I want to recreate the thing they've been doing in Italy where one person starts singing and everyone joins in.
Are you going to do Celine Dion?
No.
That's got to be a go-to.
I can consulted my sister last night, and I was like, what should I do? What song would make everyone just join in? And I'm going to try it with Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, God.
Because I feel like as soon as one person's like, just a small town girl, you have to. See? You have to. You have to join in. So I'm hoping I can get my neighbors. They already think I'm weird.
Journey is everything, by the way.
Tell us what you're doing, though, to fight the boredom. It's Liz and Mike in the Morning. Today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz.
I'm just owning it. Mostly sitting on the couch. I've got like 30 bottles of wine in stock. I'm ready for it.
You know, it's weird that I feel like more people should be stocking up on alcohol, and they're not.
Who's not stocking up on alcohol?
I don't know. The shelves seem plenty stocked.
Do you have a snack that you're pairing with your wine?
Mostly I just do like pickles. I really love pickles.
Yes! Are you pickle people?
Yes, I love it. Very cool. What's your name?
My name's Natasha.
Thank you so much for calling in, Natasha. Have a great day.
Have a good one, guys.
The Buzz, how are you combating boredom?
To combat my boredom, I go on YouTube and I find fun recipes to make.
Oh, that's cool. What's the best recipe you found so far?
Either a mac and cheese bundt cake or red velvet pancakes.
Ooh. Both of those sound so fancy.
What do you even type into YouTube to find those things?
I have no clue. Usually I just look up like top 10 breakfast recipes or something.
That's amazing.
But I would really get down on some mac and cheese bundt cake.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really good.
Next time when you bake something, take a picture and tag us in it, 105.1 The Buzz. That way we can live vicariously through your kitchen.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
You too.
Liz and Mike in the Morning, today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz. What are you doing to combat your boredom? I got this picture from a listener yesterday. Shout out to Byron, and it's his neighborhood having a block party, but from a safe social distance.
Right. Everybody's at the end of their driveway. They all pulled up with a box of wine.
Mm-hmm. And it's here, right here in Portland. And I love that idea that they're still keeping safe distance, but they're doing something at night because we're getting bored with the Netflix.
I told you it's going to be nice today. I might try it, pull out a lawn chair, and just sit at the end of my driveway and see who comes outside.
Yeah, call and let us know what you're doing. 503-733-5105. One thing you can do when you get home from work tonight, or if you're streaming us right now on the radio.com app, whatever, you can do this thing called the healthy selfie, where you take a picture of yourself showing that you're staying in, you're staying home and making smart choices, and then you can upload it to our website, and then there's all this really cool stuff you can win. It's an iPad, a roll of toilet paper, which
we all could use that.
Who thought that was going to be a status symbol? I did not see that one coming. A can food item?
Yeah,
we're not specifying.
Yeah, we can't guarantee you if it's going to be cream corn or beefaroni, but it's going to be something.
And then a dog biscuit if you've got a pet at home.
And if you don't, and, you know, you're into those kinds of things, you can eat it as well.
No, gross. But make
you
sure
never
you...
tried a dog biscuit?
No. Wait, you have?
Yeah. I thought everybody did.
That's disgusting, and we're going to have to talk about that at another time. But if you're home bored, you can go and do that right now. Really cool thing. You can win something out of it. Liz and Mike in the morning. Today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz.
Just been actually getting back into a lot of music. I've been playing for a while, but had to cut back due to work. And now that work is being restricted a bit, I'm digging back into it, and I'm very much enjoying myself.
What instrument do you play?
I've been playing, well, drums and bass for a while, and I've been digging into piano a bit.
I play the drums. I DJ as well, so shout out to you, man. I was actually thinking on my way to work today that it's a great time to learn an instrument. You can always buy one on Amazon. I might pick up the ukulele. Who knows?
Oh, ukulele's fun and it's easy.
Yeah.
Definitely. Ukulele and maybe a little bit of banjo.
Oh, banjo's hard, though. Yeah. Banjo's so hard, but that's really cool. What's your name?
My name's Andrew.
Andrew, if you end up doing, like, something musical outside, please get video and share it on our Facebook page, because I really want to see this happen in Portland.
All right, absolutely. Will do.
And if you want to start, like, a Skype jam band, I'm always down to get down with you, man.
Dude, I'm always down for a jam session. That'd be fun.
All right, let's do it.
All right, you're the best. Have a great day, Andrew.
All right, you too. Thank you.
How are you coping with your boredom? It's Liz and Mike in the morning. Today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz. I've seen all these videos where people in Italy are on their balconies and they're playing music. And then there's this one that's gone viral with Celine Dion. This guy's playing the keyboard. And then a saxophonist down like six balconies away just like joins
just starts
in.
Emerging through the sliding door with a saxophone.
And I want to see this happen. I have balconies in my neighborhood. I have a house, which... Wow, first time I've had a house
in
my life.
You're going to have to start a chorus through the neighborhood.
Yeah, everybody has one. And I was talking to my sister yesterday. I was like, I want to do a thing where when we're all on our balconies, I could get everybody to sing. And we, like, went through songs trying to figure out what would have the best chance of people joining in.
And which ones you come up with.
We chose Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
That's
so
really
hopefully
good
I'll have video of that by tomorrow. If
just
I can get
a small town girl.
Living in a lonely world. You can't not join in.
No, it's Journey.
So hopefully I have video of that by tomorrow. If not, it means I failed horribly. But what are you doing to cope with your boredom? If you're still working, when you get home at night, there's nowhere to go, nothing to do. 503-733-5105. 503-733-5105. Liz and Mike in the morning. Today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.